Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for tuning into these kind of archived episodes now. These are my older episodes when I had a partnership going on with Janet and Carol, and they are amazing. There was no hard feelings when we parted ways, but I do want to let you know that you're going to hear a couple things in here. The Healthcare Marketing Network is what we started together, but we have now transitioned that into the Savvy Scribe. So if you go to the savvyscribepodcast.com, you will see all these podcast episodes and the blog to give you all sorts of show notes and the valuable tips that you hear on the show today. So ignore everything you hear about Healthcare Marketing Network and come on, join us at the savvyscribepodcast.com. Thanks so much and enjoy this show.
Start your engines and get ready to power up for a quick win from the Savvy Scribe team. Carol Bush and Janine Kelbeck are here to take your freelance healthcare writing business to the next level with this powerful quick win on the Savvy Scribe podcast.
Whether you're just starting out in your freelance business or you've had one for a little while, marketing is something we cannot ignore. This week, Carol's bringing you guys four marketing tasks that you can tackle this week. Inside, she's going to give you an awesome, cool tool called Hunter. Take a listen and take it away, Carol.
Hi, this is Carol Bush, co-host of the Savvy Scribe podcast. Around here, quick wins are short, action-packed episodes that Janine and I have prepped with highlights for you to take and put to work right away in your healthcare writing business. Today, I'm going to share four marketing tasks you can do this week to make the next 90 days your best ever. Are you ready? Let's get started. One, create a list of potential new clients. Okay, guys, if you only do one task this week, please pick this one. Here's how you do it. Set your timer for 30 minutes, put your phone on airplane mode, block all interruptions, and spend some time thinking about your ideal client. What's that? You don't know who your ideal client is? You don't know who you're serving? Well, then it's time to write out the details about at least who you think you are serving, or even better, who you want to serve. Do you need some help getting started? We've got just the tool for you. Check out our ideal client worksheet in the show notes. We put together a lot of tips to get you started and focused in on who your ideal client is. And it's okay, while you're looking on the potential new client list, I give you permission to spend some time on this important step. So go ahead. You don't need to go it alone. What about asking your healthcare writing pals for recommendations or referrals? Let them know who your ideal client is. I bet they know someone who could use your help. How about also asking your friends who are connectors like me? I always know someone who needs help with XYZ. And yes, you can even refer to family members for their ideas. Like my dad says, it's not always what you know, it's who you know. Two. Now it's time to locate emails for every potential client on that list. This can take some time, and yes, it can be really complex, so it's a fantastic task to do while you're binging on movies or maybe basketball. I recommend using LinkedIn to find the right person to contact, and then I like to use a tool. It's a free email finding tool called Hunter, to find the email for those potentials on your list. You'll want to check out our show notes for the easy link. Third, review your letter of introduction, or as we like to call it around here, your LOI. Yes, your LOI should be unique and customized for each potential client on your list, but the most successful freelance writers I know have systems and templates in place, And they often have created a basic template that they use to convey their expertise and experience. Take some time, look at your LOI template, and make those needed tweaks. If you need a little help, here are a few questions that you might think about as you're going through your LOI. Does it accurately represent your experience and current expertise? I bet you've done a lot of projects or pieces in the last 90 days that could help you tweak that LOI. How can you add personality to the letter? As I said, it's very common to customize and make it unique. So why don't you do your research on that potential client and then put some personality in that letter of introduction? Take a look at the length of your LOI. Do you need to shorten it? I really like to see letters of introduction remain in the range of 5 to 7 sentences. Yes, I know that's very short, but what a perfect way to showcase your writing skills by making it succinct. And here's an extra tip for all you high-performing, savvy scribes. If you have multiple niches, this is also a perfect time to create an LOI template for each single niche. Yes, why not? Because those are your focus areas. Having a template will position you for success going forward. Number 4, update your LinkedIn profile. Yes, you hear us preach the power of LinkedIn constantly. And there's a perfect reason for that, because for many freelance writers, 85 to 90% of their best leads come through LinkedIn. However, we hear all the time writers mentioning to us that they need to update their LinkedIn profile. It's something they don't always put on their calendar because sometimes it can feel overwhelming. But that's exactly the action you need to take. Set an appointment right now, 15 minutes a day for the next week, and optimize your LinkedIn profile to reflect keywords of the niches that you are looking to move into with your ideal client. What makes me even more sad is when I hear writers say they don't even have a LinkedIn profile or it's not at all optimized for their healthcare freelance writing business. So don't waste any time. Set a calendar appointment with yourself 15 minutes a day for a week. Don't be overwhelmed and remember my motto, done is better than perfect. I think it is absolutely even more important as a healthcare freelance writer because you want to make sure that your potential client can easily find you on LinkedIn and can easily identify your subject matter or clinical expertise based on your LinkedIn profile. So what about it? Now it's your turn. We'd like to know, are you marketing your healthcare writing business this week? And if so, what are you doing? Did you land new assignments or even better, a high value client? Did you try anything new? What did you do that you were able to switch it up and got results? We'd love to hear. And all you need to do is take some action right now and share. We'd love for you to go to healthcaremarketingnetwork.com and leave us a message. We'd love to share your tips on a future episode of The Savvy Scribe. And yes, Virginia, you can also find instructions to leave us a message in the show notes. Now, take this quick win and go get your ride on.
Do you like all these tips and tricks and tools that I'm always giving you on the show? I want you guys to go ahead and go over to thesavvyscribepodcast.com/writer-resources. And you'll be able to pick up any of these go-to resources and the partnerships that I've developed with these amazing organizations.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.